Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, entitled Scheduled Incarnations, text number 39. Sarge tapoham rushaya nava ye prajeshaha stane atha dharma Makha Mano Amaravanishaha Ante Tu Adharma Para Manyu Vasa Suradya Maya Vibhutaya Imaha Puru Shakti Bhajaha Sage Tapoham Rishaya Navaye Prajeshaha Stane Tadharma Makamanva Maravanisha Stane tadharma makamanva maravanisha Ante tvadharma haramanyu vasasuradhyā Ante tvadharma haramanyu vasasuradhyā Maya vibhutaya ima purushakti vaja Maya vibhutaya ima purushakti vaja Sarge tapoham rishaya navaye prajesha Stane tadharma makamanva maravanisha Ante tvadharma haramanyu vasasuradhyā Maya vibhutaya mima purushakti bhaja Sarge, in the beginning of the creation, tapaha, penance, aham, myself, rishayaha, sages, nava, nine, ye prajeshaha, those who would generate, Stane, in the middle, while maintaining the creation. Atha, certainly. Dharma, religion. Makha, Lord Vishnu. Manu, the father of mankind. Amara, the demigods. Deputed to control the affairs of maintenance. Avanishaha and the kings of different planets. Ante at the end. Tu but Adharma irreligion. Hara Lord Shiva. Manyuvasha subjected to anger. Asura Adyaha atheists. The enemies of the devotees. Maya energy. Vibhutayaha powerful representatives. Imaha. All of them. Purushakti Bhajaha. Of the Supreme Powerful Lord. Translation. At the beginning of creation, there are Penance, myself, Brahma, and the Prajapatis, the great sages who generate. Then, during the maintenance of the creation, there are Lord Vishnu, the demigods with controlling powers, and the kings of different planets. But at the end, there is irreligion, and then Lord Shiva, and the atheists full of anger, etc. All of them are different representatives, different representative manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Power, the Lord. Purport. The material world is created by the energy of the Lord, which is manifested in the beginning of the creation by the penance of Brahmaji, the first living being in the creation. And then there are the nine Prajapatis, known as great sages. In the stage when the creation is maintained, there are devotional service to Lord Vishnu, or factual religion, the different demigods, and the kings of different planets who maintain the world. At last, when the creation is preparing to wind up, there is first the principle of irreligion, then Lord Shiva along with the atheists full of anger. But all of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahadeva, Shiva, are different incarnations of the different modes of material nature. Vishnu is the Lord of the mode of goodness, Brahma is the Lord of the mode of passion, and Shiva is the Lord of the mode of ignorance. Ultimately, the material creation is but a temporary manifestation meant to give the chance of liberation to the conditioned souls who are entrapped in the material world. And one who develops the mode of goodness under the protection of Lord Vishnu has the greatest chance of being liberated by following the Vaishnava principles and thus being promoted to the kingdom of God, no more to return to this miserable material world. Sarge tapoham rsayo navaye prajesha stane tadharma makamanva vamaravanisha Ante tvadharma haramanyu vasasuradhyā māyā vibhūtaya nimā purushakti bhāja. At the beginning of creation there are penance, myself, Brahmā, and the Prajapatis, or the great sages who generate. Then during maintenance of the creation there are Lord Vishnu, the demigods with controlling powers, and the kings of different planets. But at the end there is irreligion, and then Lord Shiva and the atheist, full of anger, etc. All of them are different representations, manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Power, the Lord. So this is a description of the three qualitative incarnations, or namely, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, Guna avatars. They are in charge of the different modes of material nature. And, of course, it's important for us to know that Lord Brahma is in charge of the mode of passion, and he is the creator of the universe. So creation of anything involves a certain degree of passion, work in the material world. There has to be desire to do something, to create something. And, of course, destruction is in the mode of ignorance. Lord Vishnu in charge of the mode of good and goodness. Maintenance is really something that is probably the most difficult thing to do, because in the material world everything is diminishing. Everything is destroyed by time, another manifestation of Krishna. Kalosmi Bharatarshava, time I am. Krishna is the destroyer of all worlds in one sense, in the form of time. But anyway, everything diminishes, so it's very difficult to maintain something. And we are, of course, in a position that we desire to get out of the material world. We desire to purify our lives, get free from the modes of material nature, come out of darkness. But we find it very, very difficult because we are covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. And in order for us to actually understand our situation in the material world, we have to come to the mode of goodness. Knowledge, pure knowledge, is manifest in the mode of goodness. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us an order to maintain the institution of ISKCON, and in order to do that we have to come to the mode of goodness. We have to maintain everything with a spiritual perspective. It is not possible to maintain an institution like ISKCON with simply material formulas. No matter how expert someone may be, spiritual activities have a special quality. They can only be properly performed by devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is described as the Amala Purana, it is meant for those who are nirmatsara, who are completely pure and transcendental, the subject matter. Although in the Srimad Bhagavatam we find there are so many descriptions of great kings who did so many different things, but ultimately those great kings were more than ordinary kings. They were saintly kings, and they knew the art of how to work in the material world and not become entangled, not become contaminated by the modes of mundane passion, mundane ignorance. They knew how to act as Kshatriyas and yet keep their focus on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and remain transcendental. Actually, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, who was a Kshatriya, and he didn't speak it to a Brahmana, but he said, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti, because you are my devotee, my friend. Therefore, rahasyam hi etad uttamam, this most confidential knowledge I'm giving to you because you're my devotee. That's your first qualification. It doesn't matter whether you're a Sudra or a Vaishya or a Kshatriya or a Brahmana. The first qualification is you should be my devotee. So our job is to, first of all, make our lives perfect by devotional service, by becoming devotees. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namasku mame vaishasi satyam te patijane priyosi. By practicing the different activities of devotional service, Navalakshana, the nine processes of hearing and chanting. And in different ways we do that. We have so many activities that we have been given. This is our penance. Brahma got his power. Lord Brahma, although he's in charge of the mode of passion, but he is a great devotee of the Lord. We cannot say exactly that he is like someone in this material world motivated by lusty desires. Lord Brahma is generally a great devotee of the Lord, and sometimes the Lord himself takes the position of Brahma. So we have to learn how to perform penance as Brahma did and act while working, while doing so many things, but to remain transcendental and purified. And that is not an easy thing to do. Our minds are weak. We have all the frailties that any conditioned soul has in this Kali Yuga. That is reality. We're here in the middle of Kali Yuga, only in the beginning, but still things are, the symptoms of Kali Yuga are quite clear now. Even at the beginning, the sages saw so many ominous signs of jackals howling and sky raining, so many substances, and so many signs were there at the advent of Kali Yuga. Now we can see very clearly. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya, people short in duration of life. We're supposed to live for 100 years. Nobody lives for 100 years. Short in memory. Even we memorize something, if we don't keep repeating it, just like so many times we memorize verses, but then perhaps we have a period where we don't refresh ourselves. And then the same verses that we spend so much time memorizing, we've lost them. We can't remember them. You have to constantly preach and go over and, because the memory is like a jolly, like a sieve. You know, everything goes through it. You know, a jolly. The memory just is so weak. Our mind is so weak. We become degraded. Krishna says, udared atmanatmanam atmanam avasadayat. One should elevate oneself. Udared. One should elevate oneself by his mind, not degrade himself. But we just have so much trouble with our minds. Keeping focused on devotional service. Getting bewildered by things that are beyond our control. The material world is going on by God's arrangement. The modes of material nature, their interaction with the objects of the senses, everything is moving, and we're just an observer. We have no ability to control everything, but our mind gets entangled. We think, karta hum, I'm the doer. And when things get out of control, we become melancholy, we become very disturbed, distressed. And when we get a little success, we think we become elated, we become happy. But actually everything is out of our control. So our minds are our enemy. We have to control these foolish minds. We have to control our mind, our senses. Tasmat tvam indriyani adau niyamya bharatarshava. Practicing the penance of Vaidhi Bhakti. It's a penance, it's an austerity to apply ourselves to all the rules and regulations. But by doing that, we will learn the art of how to remain in the mode of goodness while carrying out various kinds of activities which may appear to be otherwise. It's not possible to carry out or fulfill the orders of the spiritual master with a material bent of mind, with a material conception. The spiritual master gives spiritual instructions. The instructions are coming down through parampara. And in order for us to be successful, we want to get out of the material world. So this is the formula. We want to mitigate our suffering. We want to be free from all the distressful conditions, the anomalies of this Kali Yuga. It's an ocean of bad qualities. And it's very, very difficult for people to be happy. Even they get money, even they get fame and prestige, everything. They have all of the things which a materialistic man could hope for. Everybody, they aspire after all of these things and they get them and still they're miserable. Prabhupada once said about Americans, he said, "You Americans, you're very, very expert to build big, big, tall skyscrapers." He called them skyscrapers. "You're very expert to build big, tall skyscrapers. And then you're very expert to jump from the top floor, commit suicide." Because there's no happiness anywhere in material consciousness. In the material world, in material consciousness. On the other side, a devotee of the Lord can be just like Padma Patra Mivambasa, can be just like a lotus flower, because he knows the art of how to work. And he knows the science of Krishna. He knows the science of creation. He knows, he's not disturbed. He has enough knowledge, enough practical knowledge, having Shastra Chakshus, he's seeing things through the eyes of Scripture. He has faith in the Lord. He accepts everything. It's not possible to know Krishna completely. We're insignificant. Both tuts, we're very small. And Krishna is very great. We are anu his vibhu. But it's not possible for us to know everything about God and have everything under control, everything figured out. Ultimately, at a certain point, we just have to have faith. But we have enough knowledge to satisfy ourselves, to satisfy our intellect, and enough knowledge to give us the conviction to go on in devotional service. And it is that practice, the practice of samarpana, surrendering to the Lord by Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam, by using your senses to serve Him, by using your mind, your body, your words, your wealth, everything in His service. When you do that, then you're rightly situated, and when you're rightly situated, you feel happy. You feel peaceful. And then you can tolerate any situation. Matra sparshas tu kaunteya sitoshna sukadugada agama paino nityastanstitikshasva bharata. We can tolerate any situation because we have no attachment. We cut the knot of material affection. We're acting only as an instrument for the pleasure of the Lord, and we feel very satisfied in His service. We're protected by Him, Name Bhakta Pranashati. We're provided for by Him, Yoga Kshema Vahamyam. And we have no worries in our life. And we have a joyful, Susukam Karpum Abhyam. We have a joyful life, chanting, dancing, feasting. And we can act in any way for the pleasure of the Lord without getting contaminated. We'll stop there. Any questions, comments, wise cracks? Smart remarks. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.